اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all. Here again, we have some of the students of Sevier International Schools, Brother Fawad Haider, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah. So, I really welcome you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam, how
are you? Fine?
Yes.
Yes, Fawad? Hassan?
Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So today, the same as our previous sessions, inshallah, we'll have two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 238 and 239, on page 39, inshallah. So, inshallah, we'll be having a short explanation about these two verses, then we'll move on with the tajweed rules and practice them. So, brothers and sisters, I hope you have your Quran. Please turn to page 39, verses 238 and 239 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Before we start, if you agree, let's listen to the recitation of these two verses first.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hafidhu ala al-salawati wa al-salati al-wusta wa qumu lillahi qanitin. Fa'in khiftum farijalan aw rukbana. Fa'idha amintum fa'dhkuru allaha kama allamakum ma lam takunu ta'lamun.
That was nice. Alhamdulillah. Now I will be reciting, brothers, and you listen and practice. Okay, Hussein, Hassan, Fawad?
Yes, sir.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
So our brothers and sisters who are with us listening to the radio right now, they will be practicing as well. Okay? So let's go on.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين.
حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين.
فإن خفتم فرجالا أو ركبانا.
فإن خفتم فرجالا أو ركبانا.
فإذا أمنتم فاذكروا الله كما علمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون.
فإذا أمنتم فاذكروا الله كما علمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. So Allah Almighty says that, O people, حافظوا على الصلوات. Be careful, or protect, actually, okay, your prayers, right? And والصلاة الوسطى, and the middle prayer. وقوموا لله قانتين, and stand in front of Allah Almighty, before Allah Almighty, with obedience. So, now, then Allah Almighty says, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ, if you are in fear, in a danger, and you have to pray also, so, فَرِجَالًا أَوْ رُكْبَانًا, doesn't matter, you're standing or sitting, however, okay, just do the prayer, doesn't matter, okay? Even if you are not face-to-face of Qibla, you are in danger, you are in a war, okay, in battlefield, so the time of the prayer is just running out, and you have to pray, so there is called Salatul Khawf, okay? It's a special type of prayer, okay? Special ahkam it has. So in fiqh, inshallah, you'll study them. فَذْكُرُوا then, فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ, when you were in safe, okay? When you were safe. فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَمَا عَلَّمَكُمْ, then remember Allah Almighty, do the prayers, كَمَا عَلَّمَكُمْ, the way Allah Almighty has taught you. مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ, the things that you did not know, Allah Almighty taught you those things. So remember Allah Almighty. So guys, one thing about the prayer, why we should do the prayer, one of the reasons is that we have to remember Allah Almighty. Prayer is actually a kind of reminder. So if someone prays, okay, he remembers Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says to Prophet Musa alayhi salam that أقم الصلاة لذكري, to perform the prayers to remember me, okay? So one of the reasons that has been mentioned in the Quran. Guys, حافظوا على الصلوات, Allah says, protect your prayers. How should we protect our prayers? By being careful about the time of the prayer. So for example, when the Mu'adhin announces the Adhan, it's time to pray. It's calling, he is calling us up to do the prayers, yes? Let's do the prayers. So the very first time, okay? And the next thing, learn about the sentences, the things that you say in the Salat, okay? Those things are very important. You have to, actually we have to learn what do we mean by saying Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, these things, and the wajib parts of prayer, okay? So we have to learn them. The more we learn, the better understanding, the better relationship we'll have, the better Salat we will pray. Okay, guys? So Salat al-Wusta, what is Salat al-Wusta? The middle prayer. Some interpretations say that it is the middle prayer, Dhuhr prayer. Some say, no, it's the morning prayer, which is between night and day. Yes? And that time that you pray, the time of morning prayer, is the time of Jannah. So, the next ayat I mentioned, okay, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book. There are some ahadith about the time of the prayer, about Salat al-Wusta. Good things are there, okay? Good points are there. I want you to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah. So, our time is about to run out. Our time is about to finish, but we have to do the Tajweed rules, and it's time to go for the Tajweed rules.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه غرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
So, Hassan, Hussein, and Fawad, if you're ready, let's go and do the Tajweed rules. Ready? Let's go. حافظوا على الصلوات. The very first important point is about the pronunciation of the letters here, okay? حافظوا, the letter ح with a mad. مد التبيعي. حافظوا, ضاد, تا ضا, sorry, ضا, حافظوا, على الصلوات, عين, pronunciation of عين, صلوات, صاد, okay? It is صلوات, the plural form of صلات. is the plural form of salat. وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى the letter طَى وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ the letter هَى and قَاف. Then next ayah فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ Hamza فَرِجَالًا أَوْ رُكْبَانًا فَإِذَا ذَال okay pronunciation of the letter ذَال فَذْكُرُوا again ذَال then yeah the rest of the letters are easy so these letters are important to pronounce them correctly okay now we have alif mad here ha fi dhu waw mad here and then ala salawat ala we have but we have hamzatul wasl next and you know the rule is Hussein that when you have hamzatul wasl before hamzatul wasl you have harful mad the mad is also skipped and also
hamzatul
wasl is skipped You don't say ala salawat, no. Ala salawat. Fast. Join them, okay? Hafidhu ala salawat. Salawat. Right? Was-salati al-wusta. Waqumu was-salati al-wusta. On the top of waw, Hassan, do you see a baby alif? Small alif?
Yes.
Oh, that says it is alif. Pronounce it like alif. Don't pronounce it as waw, like the previous one. Salawat.
Alif maqsura?
Alif maqsura. Actually, it's dagger alif. Alif maqsura comes on the top of ya. That's alif maqsura. Like the word Musa, there is, yes? That's alif maqsura. So, wassalati al-wusta. Yes, wusta, there is alif maqsura. Waqumu lillahi qanitin. Qanitin. Pronounce it correctly with a heavy sound. Okay, Hussein? Waqumu lillahi qanitin. Right? And there is a mad also. Qanitin. What mad is it? Huh?
That's...
We have a natural mad.
Yes.
Ya mad. But there was a rule that... No. You change the natural mad into a longer mad, which is called maddul. عارض للسكون you prolong it قانتين this is the mad okay
yes.
but you stretch it قانتين so فإن خفتم now let's go to the very very important rules of تجويد فإن خفتم نون ساكين plus خا what rule is applied
no rule
huh
no rule
no rule إظهار
yes
فإن خفتم normally Read it. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ فَرِجَالًا Tanween plus Hamza. Again, no rule. Just normally read the Tanween and Nun Sakin. What was the rule? Huh? The rule was Idhar. When do you apply the rule Idhar? When you have six letters?
Yes.
After the Tanween or Nun Sakin? Brothers and sisters, if you have one of these six letters, after the Tanween or Nuni Sakin, try to read the Tanween or Nuni Sakin the same as they are. The letters Hamza, Ha, Ha, Kha, Ain, Ghain. Hamza, Ha, Ha, Kha, Ain, Ghain. These six letters. Okay? The rule is called Idhar. Farijalan aw rukbanan. If you stop here, Rukba. Na tanwin fatha changes to alif mad. So, فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ فَإِذَا ذَال أَمِنْتُمْ The mad is not wajib here. Is it wajib, Hussein?
No.
No, because the hamza and harful mad
are in
separate words, yes. in two words. فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ نُونِ سَاكِنْ plus ta. What rule is applied? إِخْفَى Hide the sound of noon. أَمِنْتُمْ Produce a nasal sound, but hide the sound. أَمِنْتُمْ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَمَا عَلَّمَكُمْ مِمْ ساكين plus ميم Fawad knows this rule better than anyone.
إدغام مثلين.
إدغام مثلين. Two identical letters. Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
So, how do you do it? عَلَّمَكُمْ مَا Read it, Hassan. عَلَّمَكُمْ مَا
علمكم ما
أحسنتم إدغام مثلين ما لم تكونوا تعلمون simple as that so alhamdulillah brothers we had a short explanation in the beginning but that's not enough So I want you to refer to the Tafsir book, Interpretations of the Quran Karim, okay? And learn about these the scholars that have mentioned a lot of good points. Then the Tajweed rules, yes, of course, we have mentioned. Practice them well, inshallah. And yes, that's it. Do you have any questions? Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. Thanks for listening to the Quranic session. Inshallah, we'll be here with you every day with a Quranic session on IRIB English Radio. And we really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. And also, let's give thanks to Fawad, Hassan, Hussein for joining us today. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان